So tell me about Fatima Rowe. There are a lot of people who are curious about her right now.
All right. But I'm just going to say this outright because it's probably the one thing we still agree on, me, Soleil, and Penny. We were shallow before we met Fatima Rowe. We were all about the scene. You know what I mean about the scene. The parties, the trinkets, the lifestyle. We hosted.
Hosted?
House parties at Penny's place. It feels like forever ago. Ugh. All those people, the throbbing music, handling all that money.
What money?
We collected a cover charge to fund subsequent parties.
Very industrious.
That's us. We met on orientation day in seventh grade when we were grouped together for the Graham scavenger hunt. Winners become orientation leaders the following year. We won by splitting up and then finding the last clue together, the school seal on the roof.
You're a good team.
We were, yes. Before this. Anyway, our parties were epic. The last one we hosted was casino night. We had game tables and chocolate poker chips. It won't be outdone for years.
That's pretty impressive.
Oh, please. We thought taking selfies on the roulette table was the stuff of life. The reality was we were bored out of our skulls. You see, the basic human need for emotional intimacy can't be satisfied by a sushi station or a celebrity DJ. Fatima made us realize that. She changed everything for us. Even that phrase, the stuff of life, that's something I picked up from her. I wouldn't have said that just now if it weren't for her. I probably would have said something more like, we thought taking selfies was so Vogue-worthy. But now I'm saying the stuff of life. Because Fatima pretty much gave us a whole new language, a new way of thinking, of living. When she took us in, all of a sudden I realized, we all realized, that we were starving to be part of something meaningful. Becoming friends with Fatima Rowe, I mean, actually being part of her inner circle, was it.
Were you a fan of her novel, Undertow?
Definitely. That's how this whole thing started. Absolutely. All of us were fans. Well, we girls were, anyway. Jonah was along for the company. But still, even he was fascinated by her. I read Undertow when it first came out.
When I found out how young Fatima was,
barely out of college, it made sense that I felt close to her writing. She got me. I love Undertow as if it's a living being, which is passion in its truest form. That's what separates a casual interest from a passion. I credit Fatima for my understanding of that. You see, you can be in love with a thing the way you can be in love with a person. A thing can physically trigger the same chemical responses as another human can. Oxytocin and vasopressin.
Fatima taught me this.
Her book proved it. But I just cringe at how the media is comparing it to other novels, because what you have to understand is that Undertow was never a Harry Potter phenomenon. I mean, nobody's wearing Undertow Halloween costumes. There's no Undertow Disney theme park. But that's what's so authentic about it. If you love Undertow, it's because you get it, not because there's a Tom Hanks movie and a Happy Meal. This book has a much quieter, more thoughtful following. And to me, it feels more genuine to be part of something personal like that.